Welcome to Heavenly Message Podcast, the podcast that's here to provide a safe, mask-free, judgment-free zone where you can share your heavenly message and inspire others through love, wisdom, prayer, and guidance, tackling self-sabotage, gain deeper understanding. It's a great feeling when you can tell your story and you're being listened to. And this is your host, Courage.
Hi, your host, Courage here. Thank you for joining in today. Yes, that means today is Wednesday, and every Wednesday at 5 a.m., I air Heavenly Message Podcast for the community across the globe. I'm so excited to be connecting with you. I love hearing your updates and your encouragement. I really do appreciate it. This podcast is focused on safe community to connect through the Word of God in our daily lives. So join us as I'll be on air once a week, every Wednesday at 5 a.m. And as I mentioned in podcast zero, I will always at the end of every episode have a melodic scripture melody. So the featured melodic scripture verse for today is Psalm 143:8. And I was praying about my love language with the Holy Spirit. I was praying for the Holy Spirit to help me to continue to have a stronger will, separate myself more and pray more, go inside more, not give in to the distractions and attractions that surround my day. I heard the Holy Spirit just so gently say to me, "It is not about will, Courage, it's about welcome." That caught my attention. And the Holy Spirit began to share with me that we don't pray because of will. We pray because of welcome. We have been welcomed in to God's heart, God's kingdom, God's throne room, wherever we find ourselves. We have been welcomed into God's house, in essence. The Holy Spirit began to just share me the understanding deeper that I don't need will. I need to know that I am welcomed. And then the Holy Spirit said, very frankly, when you knock on your friend's door and you're standing there at the front door and they open it, you don't stand there and stay there. When they open it, you're welcomed in. They welcome you in. They don't come outside to you. You go inside with them. That helped me quite a bit, visually speaking. That is likened to the idea of when we pray, the desire to pray, the desire to go in and knock on God's door and sit there with God, seek God's face and be still with God is what God desires of us, to know that we are welcome and give more time to the Heavenly Father. Every day, there has to be fruit of the day, not just to the world system, but also to the Lord. That was the desire of my heart when I was praying, as I would like to give more fruit of the day in my prayer time. And so I hope this encourages you wherever you are in the world right now. If you find that being still and shutting everything off to pray and create a daily practice of this is something that you haven't been doing as often but would like to do more of it and really feel maybe you need an accountability partner at the beginning, you can definitely reach out to me. I would love to be your accountability partner in the beginning to encourage you to continue to go deeper with the Lord, especially during this time. He's calling His children, and for those who know it and hear it. A lot of times we do hear it and we don't even realize that that's what's happening, because you know, when your parent calls you into the house, it means something. It means come in. So I would love to be that accountability partner with you. All you would have to do is go to www.heavenlyreminders.live. That's L-I-V-E. And you can go to the comment section and leave a message and just say, "Hey, yeah, that's me. You're talking to me right now." And I would love to have an accountability partner in the beginning of setting up a prayer system in my world, in my daily life. And I will help you to figure out the time and for how long based on what we talk about with you, you know, and it will work. And then it will expand. I promise you, it will expand. All we have to do is just begin it. And then the Lord will do the rest. But yes, I was wanting to learn more about my love language with the Holy Spirit. And so in my prayer, this is what I heard. In regards to magnitude, it will never come down to you. You have to reach. You have to strive. You have to listen. You have to restore. You have to ignore. Ignore everything outside that does not come from love. When it does not come from love, magnitude does not assist you. Love is the understanding of all truth. Love is the understanding of what magnitude has been given specifically to you. What has been given to you? You are here like no other. We are in love. However, you serve your purpose through love, and your servitude is given according to the magnitude divinely in you, and therefore restoration of love knowledge, restoration of love awareness, restoration of love must occur. It will work no other way. It will not be able to sway. It does not work that way. Love is love, and that is all love can ever be. Love understands all beings, for we are one. We operate as one in love. However your sound has been given to you, that is your love sound that you release through your understanding of your love language. You have a specific language, and there is no other sound. There is no other sound like the love sound that comes from you. You're beautiful in all of the ways that you were designed to do what you do in love. Cherish your love language. Come to the understanding of your love language, and it will always guide you. It will always love you along your way. Your way is the way you were called to go, and understand why your love language is so necessary today. Seek, knock, and I will answer. I will always answer. This you already know. Love is unconditional. And so our love language to ourselves: I'm fine and I am loved. This subtitle sound coming from within my heart, coming from within our hearts. You know, that part of ourselves that can be felt but not seen, vibrating the emotion and information with every soul-touching moment that we connect to by saying, I love you. Filling the internal landscape that is creating a place of refuge for no one else but you. There is a language that only you and God, our Heavenly Father, share. He will always be in that space of love with you, with me, should we choose to visit. And oftentimes, well, for me in the past, I've felt unworthiness of this very special and singular truth that God actually created a language in me that only He and I share. Wow, the beauty in that. Even though He knew all of the things that I would do that were displeasing to Him, what a love, what a love. Worthiness is not possible without boldly welcoming all of the pieces of ourselves that are seemingly hard to love due to critical unforgiveness. Some of us may say, how can I forgive myself and others for all the things that we've done? And God says, my love is unconditional. I looked that word up and it said, not subject to any conditions. Unconditional surrender. Similar words that came up were unquestioning, unqualified, unreserved, unlimited, unrestricted, which means that God is the absolute lover of our souls. He absolutely loved us first, and with that covered us for eternity. I encourage you to read Jeremiah 31:3 in your Bible if you have, and if you don't, you can Google it. And also 1 John 4:16. King James Version is the one that's referred to. And if we come from a broken home or brokenness from our past or our present, the knowledge of this can often be the tug of war of the desire to love him, and also the imposter syndrome. What does imposter syndrome feel like? Imposter syndrome describes feelings of severe inadequacy and self-doubt that can leave people fearing that they will be exposed as a fraud, usually deep in their heart, and it can affect anyone regardless of their success. I myself at one point suffered from this imposter syndrome, but God dealt compassionately with me, and he always handles our hurt and pains with compassion. When we stop everything and sit in the stillness, turning off everything and honestly and truly bringing it to him from our hearts, first of all, by doing this, it immediately changes our vibration from a negative or whatever that emotion is to one of underlying peace, simply because trust gets to lay its platform for God to come in. In coming to terms with these realizations that we are not perfect, no one in this earth is perfect, and acknowledging that our Heavenly Father wants to heal us in our understanding that, yes, we need Him. This is life-giving, and it is life-changing, let me tell you. This sets us up for a path of understanding on a personal level of unconditional love. I encourage you to read Psalms 119, verse 105. But I will read this one because it's short. It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And many of us can feel it, but don't know how to actually change our experiences. So I'm encouraging you today, right now, to just stop for a minute and let this sink in. Let Abba Father, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, be your place of refuge. Remember that what we want in life and what we choose are not the same thing. Just stop and take a deep breath and say, "Yes, Lord, I am willing to do whatever it takes to feel your soul-touching moment right now. And I thank you for removing the blind spots from my heart and my mind. I validate your love for me by saying yes to you, Lord. I welcome all the pieces of myself that are seemingly hard to love. And I remove repressed memories of love and my idea of love, and I replace it right now with your word, which is truth. I blanket all of it with forgiveness. I accept your divine love for me right now in Jesus Yeshua's name. No matter where you are in the world or whatever you're doing, he will hear you right now in the sincerity of your beautiful heart. You are a royal soul. Thank you for protecting your love language. It is a language like no other. Remember that God's word is what fills that space that allows us to be able to have the articulation to translate the love language given so personally. I thank you for your time, and as always, I am praying love, love, love for you in Jesus Yeshua's name. Until next time, God bless you.
Psalm 143:8 calls me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust. Cause me to know the way where it for I lift up my soul.